WGN Radio's Daily Conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. Buy or sell? If you're looking at some of your stocks in your portfolio this morning, that might be a good question to ask Mike Grayson, an analyst at Vivaldi Capital Management in Chicago. Mike is with us this morning again. Mike, good morning.
Good to be on the program again.
This morning as we look at Wall Street, looks like the stocks are looking for some direction there this morning. Are you concerned about today going forward?
Not ultimately concerned about today, but we've definitely seen some whipsaw or what you could describe market activity as seesaw movement recently. So investors certainly need to be aware of those trends. If you think about the first week of the month of September, equity markets down all four trading days that week. The subsequent week, equity markets up all five trading days, and now this week, a losing day and a winning day. So we'll see what happens today and going forward.
Yeah, September is September usually kind of a rough month.
It can be, especially when we have some events in the more near term or things coming to the table before year end. That includes the midterm elections in November. Obviously, there's a lot of traders looking at whether they're going to shrug off some of these new tariffs or whether those are going to be enforced before the year end and how that's going to work. So,
yeah. Well, we have a couple of stocks we want to talk specifically about this morning, Mike. One of them is, and I guess both of these companies have earnings coming up tomorrow, quarterly earnings. One of them is Micron.
Yeah, absolutely. So international markets have certainly been the forefront just with most of the trade talk recently. But to your point, yeah, there's absolutely a few U.S. companies that are reporting earnings this week that could help push markets either higher or lower. One of them is Micron. So if you've been following the news, that company has certainly had a lot of bulls publicly supporting it. They're reporting earnings tomorrow. It's often been futile for some of these consumer technology companies to try and fight negative momentum that they're facing heading into earnings, but there are a lot of cases being made for buying this dip right now.
They're at $45.33 a share. Is there something specific about what's going on behind the scenes at Micron Technology that you like?
Yeah, there's a few things. So there's been the potential for a stock buyback program. This was really made public at a Citi Global Technology Conference in September. The CFO of Micron, in one of his talks, discussed potentially returning 50% of free cash flow to shareholders. In terms of what company tool or management tool they use to do that, it's a little bit unsure. But if it was a share buyback program, you could employ basic math that would really require an average purchase price of about $50 or $52 per share. So for current prices, that would be relatively reasonable.
I know in the notes you've written here about R&D, Micron R&D without Intel. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, the question is, and this is certainly something if you were going to read the transcript or actually listen to the call publicly tomorrow, it would be whether Micron will actually continue their research and development on their memory technology without Intel. So they entered into a joint venture with Intel in mid-2017. The question really is that company going to move forward with their memory technology after they actually conclude the joint venture mid-next year, or are they going to cease that part of their business? Ultimately, most things are pointing towards them actually continuing their development. They're really, the purpose there is to really work on a memory technology that tries to bridge the gap between what is called NAND technology. So it's memory that operates in your basic memory cards and UBS flash drives, and then also the memory that operates in larger machines like computers and video games. So,
and as we get to know you, Mike, we're learning some of your lingo as well. When you say this is a consideration as a skeptical investor, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, absolutely. So as an investor, I think you have to be skeptical about global consumer tech. There's also been a lot of oversupply in the chip market recently, so the market space is relatively crowded. Ultimately, I think an investor needs to sit back and think, you know, is the world going to begin to need less data, or is data going to become less valuable? And the answer is that's probably unlikely, to which memory would effectively continue to grow in importance.
Right. MU is the ticker symbol, Micron Technology, 4533 a share. Mike, one of the other ones was Carnival Cruise Lines, are reporting earnings tomorrow as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Carnival will definitely be an interesting just driver of overall market activity, given their reporting. It's by far the largest cruise company in the world, so it has a market capitalization of $45 billion. By context, Micron is a $50 billion market cap company. But ultimately, it's been interesting to see what's happened to Carnival. The stock price was really hammered over the summer and back in June in particular. So that followed an earnings beat, but they also they had a guidance revision lower. So the market's going to be really listening to that call to see, okay, is this company, we know it's cheaper than peers, but is it worth owning Carnival and that single stock risk relative to just overall market exposure?
Yeah, the ticker symbol CCL back in, I think it was July 3rd. It closed at 56.76. It's at 65.67 today. So the trend here on the graph is upwards on that.
Yeah, it has recovered since. So it currently sits up a couple percent on the year. It's trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of mid-teens. The overall market and industry is trading in the upper teens, so it is trading relatively cheap. Also on a price-to-sales basis, looks a little bit more undervalued even than on a price-to-earnings basis. But really the question is it worth owning CCL against just cheaper passive market exposure?
Mike, lately companies that are dealing with cannabis seem to be doing very, very well. Is that an area where investors should be looking to put some money?
It depends. I think it has to be considered within an overall portfolio context, but cannabis has certainly been the new soup du jour with clients, I guess you could say. So last year, I think most investors were considering an allocation to cryptocurrencies. That buzz has died down a little bit, and now it's the cannabis industry.
Coca-Cola, we heard earlier this week or last week, said they're going to start looking at the cannabis market. When big companies start looking into it like that, it seems like there's a lot of room for growth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think most investors or most supporters of the industry are expecting all beer and distribution companies to get involved in the weed industry. I mean, we've already seen this with Coca-Cola trying to diversify its business lines to begin with, right? So they've launched a new smoothie line. They rolled out their Coke Zero lines more globally. And that's really against the backdrop of, okay, they're still trying to grow these carbonated soda lines. But when juice brands and soda lines are struggling a little bit, it's how can they add new revenue lines?
There's one company specifically that's been doing really well lately, a company called Tilray, based in Canada. And I guess they've just done a deal where they're going to be, they've won approval from the Drug Enforcement Administration to import marijuana into the United States for medical research. Medical research is still a big deal in the cannabis world.
Yeah, absolutely is. I think all regulation related headlines are. So that was a positive headline for the industry and Tilray in particular yesterday. If you think about that how that company has grown since it IPO'd back in July, it's pretty remarkable. They're up 600% over that period, up 400% on a trailing 1 month basis. The market cap of Tilray, just to put it into context, is now grown to $14 billion or north of $14 billion. So it's larger than 93 companies in the S&P 500, larger than your just broader big retailer names like Macy's and Ralph Lauren. So it's certainly a player.
Great. Mike, always good chatting with you. Thanks for the insight. We appreciate it.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike Grayson over at Vivaldi Capital Management, buy or sell. And you can find more about Michael and all of the other team there at Vivaldi at vivaldicap.com.